The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you to Jeff Murtaugh for doing a great job keeping me online and on time, keeping the calls coming in. Excellent, excellent work. And thank you for listening to The Bruce Woolley Show. I'm Jack Windsor filling in today for Bruce, and Bruce will be back tomorrow. I know you're waiting on him to come back. Big shoes to fill. And a reminder, tune in tonight, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. during your drive, The Windsor Report, and you'll hear some of what we've already discussed today, but you don't want to miss it. Set an alarm, tell a friend, let's grow this audience. All right. I want to welcome him right in. He is a lawmaker. He's a state representative. He's a Republican, and he is DJ Swearingen. State representative, welcome in. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well, Jack. How about yourself?
I'm super fantastic. First of all, thank you for agreeing to come on the air with me. I know that I've given you and some other folks a hard time over the past several months, but I'm grateful you're here, and particularly to discuss this critically important bill that the Senate is now considering. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this bill transcends any personal politics or anything like that, and this is something we all can rally around and promote.
Okay, so I'm gonna do it this way because it's just my personality. Florida's Don't Say Gay law has no business coming to Ohio. DJ, I actually looked at the Ohio Legislative Service Commission summary of the bill. I got into the full writing of the bill. And I searched gay, I searched don't say gay. To my alarm, that's not even listed in the bill. What do you make of this type of mockery in the press?
You're not going to see that in the bill. I think what this ultimately comes down to is a dispute of the premise underlying this legislation and Florida's legislation and other similar pieces of legislation that we've seen throughout the country. And that's a fundamental question of who is going to control the upbringing of our kids in our state. And this bill says that that is the role of parents. I think there are those who disagree with that premise. I think that they would rather outsource that job to so-called experts, people that think that they know better. But that actually stands in direct contradiction to every medical study that you look at that says when you have parents who are engaged in their child's lives, whatever aspect of that life, the life that may be, you have a better outcome for that child. And that child is going to grow up and have a more full life than if their parents weren't engaged, in every facet of their life. So, I think those who push back on that bill, and it's unfortunate, but I think they have a problem with the fundamental premise that parents raising their kids is the way that this should be. And to that assertion in Ohio with the Parents' Bill of Rights, we say that's how we're going to do it in our state.
And I want to make sure that we call it that. And I hope I didn't take away from it. But I think sometimes you got to hit the objection. It is the Parents' Bill of Rights. And to your point, I read a lot, or I used to read a lot more. Now I read for work. I used to read for pleasure and understanding things. But I remember reading a book called Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. There's another book called Strong Fathers, Strong Sons. And the writer is a longtime therapist for children, specialty in working with kids. And she echoed exactly what you said. And she said, look, I don't have a dog in this fight with religion and these other things, but having a faith is important. Acknowledging God is important. But more importantly, having your parents there fundamentally and foundationally matters. And I think that's what creeps me out about this, DJ, is that there is this group of, quote, experts, end quote. And by the way, they did awesome during COVID, didn't they? These are elites who believe they know better. And they shout down at you from the mountaintop. And it really is disturbing. Let's go through some of the pieces of your legislation, because I do have one question about it. But if you were to summarize this in the next couple of minutes, what are the high points, and what does it mean to the average listener to have this law protect them and their kids?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the overall theme is that parents are going to know everything that's going on in the schools, and the teachers and the administration are going to be required to do that. So, and I do think, you know, to be fair, I think there's a lot of schools out there who want that. I mean, you know, not every school is trying to play hide the ball by any means. But when it comes to things like a student's emotional health and well-being, which is defined in the bill, parents have to know any changes when it comes to that, any change in services that are health related for the students, and what we define as sexuality content, any of that that's going to be taught in the classroom has to be, one, age appropriate, developmentally appropriate, and that has to be disclosed to the parents. And if the parents are not okay with it, then they can opt their kid out of that class and they can go take another class for the day. So what we wanted to do in this bill was have radical transparency to parents. You know, no hide the ball, parents know what's going on in the classroom, and ultimately leave the parents with some of the decision making when it comes to these key concepts. You know, so that's the goal of the bill.
And I see notify parents about school provided health care services, an option, and the option to withhold consent or decline. Notify parents about changes to health services or monitoring provided to their children by their school related to the student's mental, emotional, or physical health or well-being. That is a huge concern right now, and I'll speak about that in just a second. But prohibit school personnel from encouraging a student to withhold from a parent information concerning the student's health or well-being. This is one of the things that the left argues about, and they go, well, we don't want the kid to be outed to their parents. And I go, what? And now here's my one contest with this, and I want you to clarify. It says, unless that disclosure would result in abuse, abandonment, or neglect. DJ, we all agree. We can't and shouldn't abuse, abandon, or neglect our kids. To me, it matters who's defining it, because there are social justice warrior lawyers right now advising schools that if dad's MAGA or mom's conservative, that is a grounds for you to not disclose to mom and dad that Johnny wants to be Janie. How is that going to be vetted out so that parents still are protected?
Well, so we had discussions at length on that issue in the House, and then again in the Senate. That language was actually in a prior draft and was ultimately removed.
Okay.
Because if you go to you know, the section of the revised code regarding abuse of minors or children, teachers are mandatory reporters.
That's right.
So if they see abuse, they need to report it. So instead of that language was in a prior draft. What's in the most recent version is that if teachers see abuse, you know, they have to report abuse under the law. They're mandatory reporters. Nothing in the bill prevents them from doing that. But that prior language was taken out.
Okay, good.
In an earlier House version, because, you know, we were concerned that it would be used as a some sort of smoke screen for bad faith communication with the parents, and realizing teachers are already required to report abuse, and they should do that. If they see a child that's being harmed, then the revised code already covers that situation.
I wrote a heartbreaking story, actually helped write a heartbreaking story involving a suburban Columbus school district, where dad and mom were not alerted until the daughter was suicidal. And the dad said, look, if she wants to transition, that we'll talk through that. We'll work through it. What really crushes me is that I was left out in the cold, and teachers and administrators, they hid the ball from me. And I know you said that doesn't happen a lot, and it probably doesn't, but it does happen. And this kind of law would protect against it. We only have about 45 seconds here. Four hearings in the Senate. Do you expect this to go to the Senate floor, be voted on, and do you expect DeWine to have an appetite to sign this into law?
Yes, I do expect to go to the Senate floor. I've worked with Chairman Brenner. He's been great to work with. I appreciate his efforts over in the Senate. He's been a good partner over there. I have been given an indication that it's going to go to the Senate floor. I've been given zero indication that this would be vetoed or anything like that by the governor. Really, at the end of the day, this is a transparency bill for parents. I can't imagine a world where we would be against transparency to parents for all the reasons that you and I just discussed, Jack.
Well, we're going to pray that Governor Mike DeWine does the right thing. I think it's probably in good hands in the Senate, but never be afraid to get over to legislature.ohio.gov. Look up your state rep. Look up your state senator. Call Mike DeWine. Make sure that you make noise about this bill. He is State Representative DJ Swearingen. He's a Republican and co-sponsor and creator of House Bill 8, Parents Bill of Rights. DJ, thanks for joining us today, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, Jack. We'll see you later.
All right, we'll see you. Hey, stay tuned. More on the other side of the break. All right. Thank you for letting me ride along with you this afternoon. Jack Windsor here, filling in for Bruce Hooley on The Bruce Hooley Show. I'm editor-in-chief of the Ohio Press Network. Of course, you can read our stuff at theohiopressnetwork.com. Listen, I know things are expensive. I was kvetching last night on social media about getting a handful of staples, you know, like milk, bread, eggs for the week, and then like one meal for a family of four, and it was $140. Someone wanted to take me to task when I said it was Bidenflation, and we'll talk about that maybe a little bit later today. But the reason I say that is I want you to subscribe to the Ohio Press Network. I know dollars are tight, but I got to tell you, to have independent, trusted journalism is an important thing. It's how we're going to take this country back from the radical left, and we appreciate your support. So get over to the ohiopressnetwork.com if you'd like to contribute and sponsor our work there. Speaking of sponsoring work, I'm excited. May 30th, I will be speaking at A Vision for Ohio, a banquet presented by the Oregon Conservative Club and the Toledo Tea Party. And it's in Oregon, Ohio. Looks like cocktail hour and silent auction starts at 5:30, dinner at 6:30, and the program starts at 7. Tickets are $50. Table is $350, table of 8. I'll be there along with State Representative Josh Williams and Ohio Treasurer Robert Sprague. So if you want more information on that, you can always send me an email, and you can do that at jack@theohiopressnetwork.com, or you can contact 419-481-2442, 419-481-2442. That's A Vision for Ohio banquet, May 30th, 2024. Yours truly will be speaking, and I look forward to seeing you there. In just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Bob France. He is with WHK AM 1420 in Cleveland, host of Always Right Radio, also host of True Blue, which you can find on Roku. That rhymes. But Bob's going to talk with us probably about Palestine, about Israel, and the climate cult that's going to start ratcheting up their protests and disruption, and what he's seeing in Cleveland and how he thinks we ought to deal with that. Lad Dilgard, he's a political analyst. He has a pulse on politics here in Central Ohio and certainly in Delaware County. And he's going to be here at, 12:35, I believe, to talk about some goings-on that he wanted to bring to your attention. So I look forward to that. And the phone lines are open, 844-TALK, 989-844-825-5989, if you want to give me a buzz. Maybe you want to talk about Israel and Hamas and Palestine. Maybe you want to talk about, heck, I don't know, whatever. Just give me a shout. If you want to be a little more, I don't know, incognito, I guess is the word, you can go to X and weigh in and vote and engage. The question there today, and it's at my personal page right now. It's at Jack Windsor, WINDSOR, just like in Canada, just like the royal family. Should schools allowing anti-Israel protests that fail to protect Jewish students from discrimination or harassment lose federal funding? Now, that is already final, and 75% of you said yes, 19.7% said no, 5.3% said, you know what, I'm just not sure. But there's more up there for you today. Should students calling for intifada at places like Columbia, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and other locations to be named soon, of course, because this is a coordinated, financed effort to create fear and insecurity in your mind and in your heart. But should those students at places be arrested and charged for inciting violence and genocide. You know, I use intifada. There have been two intifadas in that region, and they've resulted in the slaughter of people. That to me is a little more aggressive than from the river to the sea, though many would say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, is calling for the extinction of Jews. Now, death to Israel is certainly inciting violence and genocide. So weigh in. I'm interested. And listen, I don't believe in the knee-jerk reaction that if you want Palestinian people to be safe, that that means it's anti-Semitic. But look, you've got to dive deep into the history and the reality of what's going on there. And understand, too, that there are a lot of people on campuses across the country who have no clue. They have no clue about the goings-on. Dr. Dewar just spent a great deal of time, and he's studied it. He's been there. He's been on the ground there. And he's fair-minded. I mean, he shakes it out for you. But do yourself a favor and get educated, first of all. But understand, there is a full segment of the population. Some of them are students that have swallowed the blue poison pill of progressivism, and they're just, man, they're amped up, ready to go. They're going to protest. They don't care what you say. They're going to get in your face because they're all in on it. But understand that there are paid agitators. There are people that are professional protesters there. And yes, they're the same people who marched, burned, looted, and murdered in 2020 under the banner of Black Lives Matter. These activists have cross-pollinated going back to Ferguson, Missouri, and even before that. That's proven. It's a fact. So the question is, should these students calling for an intifada be arrested? 81% of you say yes. 18.9% of you say no. And maybe you want to call me and tell me what you think. I'm interested in hearing it. I will tell you this. Two arrests were made. I announced this yesterday on this show. In Columbus, involving campus protests at The Ohio State University as anti-Semitism and the anti-Israel activism breaks out all over America. I've emailed and called Dan Tierney. Hi, Dan. To inquire whether Governor Mike DeWine is going to proactively issue a statement or perhaps follow the bold leadership of Ron DeSantis, who outlawed an anti-Israel group, Students for Justice in Palestine, from Florida's colleges last fall. DeWine hasn't done that, but I did call DeWine, and here's what I got.
You're calling the Ohio Governor's Office of Mike DeWine. If you would leave a brief voicemail with your first and last name and phone number, we will get back to you as soon as possible. You're calling the Ohio.
So, Mike, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Important matters at hand. Let's see if I can pull up here a really cool comment that I got from Jessica France, who said that the Ohio Republican Party State Central Committee passed a resolution in December that really does call for Mike DeWine to be proactive and make statements against such things. But she calls it like it is. She said he's not going to do it because the lobbyists and special interest folks who control him are just not going to allow him to do that. And I'm looking, by the way, at this X question that I asked and also the comments that I've made about Governor Mike DeWine. And, you know, they're already at it. This is what those students are protesting. Why don't you guys understand that? And they're showing, you know, burned kids and kids that have been marred. Listen, I don't think that there's a sane adult who wants kids to be hurt by activities of war. But Dr. Dewar said it, and you need to understand it. Hamas terrorists embed themselves. They'll store things in schools, in hospitals. So understand that. understand the full narrative there, Baby Grinch Stan account. I love these people who don't have the cajones to actually put a name and a face on a Twitter account. Maybe I shouldn't give them any attention. But we do need to give the truth about what's going on in Israel and Palestine the attention. We'll continue to do so. Hour number two of the Bruce Woolley Show is next. Bob France will be with us.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.